With fall in full swing, more moments call for more comfort. Mack Weldon's got you covered with comfortable, easy-to-layer clothes designed for cooler days and timeless style. Their new Ace line, inspired by their best-selling sweatpants, combines everyday comfort with long-lasting, confident looks you can count on. For over a decade, Mack Weldon has designed timeless, innovative menswear to help you move through the day with confidence. With the new Ace line, looking effortlessly sophisticated this fall is easy and comfortable. Stock up on crazy cozy sweatpants, shorts, and sweatshirts that elevate your style. They even have blazers, if you're lucky enough to grab one while they're in stock. Mack Weldon balances classic pieces with updated details to keep you looking sharp, not flashy, just classic, always in style, and made with the world's most comfortable performance materials. Fall into comfort with Mack Weldon's Ace Collection. Go to MackWeldon.com and get 20% off your first order of $125 or more with promo code MACK25. That's MackWeldon.com, promo code MACK25.
Hey, it's Friday. It's Friday, everybody's favorite day of the week is here. Sunseekers, you've done it. You've made it through another week. It's our first one in December, and we are one step closer to the most wonderful day of the year, Christmas.
Christmas!
And I hope last night got you into the spirit with the holiday train stop in Brandon. It'll be Verdon this morning, and look at this. It's even got me into the holiday spirit. A one, and a two, and a three, and a... We're a little bit festive. There was an elf in the beach bunker. Take a look around. We've got the beach bunker penguin back. Santa Claus is back in town. Our Christmas tree is up. You can see it there. Next to the palm tree. Oh, we've got things all set up and ready to go. The countdown to Christmas is on. Happy Friday to you. Thanks for popping by. Welcome into the beach bunker. I'm Tyler Glenn. We start our show on all platforms. We're going to be on TikTok and Facebook and YouTube and X and Twitch. And then we move exclusively to Twitch for hour two of the show. Welcome aboard. It's a fantastic Friday. And today we're going to talk about shopping mayhem because, ladies and gentlemen, we have entered into the top 10. Yes, we have entered into the top 10 busiest shopping days of the year. And would you believe that today, this Friday, is actually technically a busier day than Boxing Day in Canada. I've got the top 10. So if you want to be part of the fun and frivolity of Christmas shopping with the big crowds, you'll know what days that you're going to want to go to the mall or the stores. And part of this top 10 is for you, for those that don't like crowds too. You may want to say, yeah, I may want to just sit that day out. And go the next day. We will talk shopping mayhem this morning. It's also grand prize day for our comfy chairs with the Brandon Wheat Kings and our friends at Auto Fashion. That's coming up later today. Thanks to everybody who entered and showed me their wonderful comfy chairs. We saw everything from deck chairs to beach chairs to living room furniture to patio furniture. Thank you so much. Someone's going to win some Wheat Kings Flex passes before the show is done. We're going to introduce you to the TikTok's latest food trend this week called the onion boil. It's got everybody turned upside down. It's more of an onion fry, but anyway, we'll take a look at it together. McDonald's making big news this morning. They're bringing back one of their most beloved menu items for 2025, and it's causing an internet stir. My son will be happy. He was a huge fan as soon as I saw it this morning. I'm like, oh boy, David's going to be excited. Also, weirdest candy cane flavors of the season. Weirdest. These are not generated by AI. These are actual candy cane flavors. The words we mispronounced in 2024... They're out with a list. And finally, we will take a look at the number one gift card. If you're going to get a gift card this holiday season, this is the most valuable. You'll be in your stocking going, did I get one? I got this gift. They're gold. They're the gold standard for gift cards. And you heard it here first. Holy cow. Are you ready for this? Could be the best December Saturday we have had in a very long time. Sunshine and plus one. Can you imagine that? Plus one for Saturday. Yeah, windows open. Probably turn the furnace. You could afford to turn the furnace up for a few minutes and let that get those germs out of the house. Plus one. Here's the fly in the ointment, guys. Saturday night, we're going to have some wet flurry activity, and that could turn to some wet snow. Could make driving a little on the tricky side, and we'll have to wait and see. The daytime high Sunday, plus one. So we could see rain on Sunday. We could see some snow on Sunday. It's hard to say. Then we'll return to your regularly scheduled winter next week with daytime highs around minus 9, minus 10, which is the normal for this time of year. But boy, are we in for a gorgeous, beautiful weekend. You know what else is amazing? Gift baskets at Headley's Health Hut. You could go and get yourself one. They run you between $40 and $50, and they come in a variety of different themes. Stress, beauty, gluten-free, sugar-free. And they're available now at Headley's Health Hut at 1314 Richmond Avenue. You can sneak in there after jumping in for breakfast. The pancake breakfast at Murray Chevrolet Cadillac Buick GMC Certified Service Express at 1500 Richmond Avenue, Brandon. That's on till 10 o'clock this morning in support of the Brandon Regional Health Foundation. And again, thanks to our friends at the Crocus Plains Culinary Arts Program for taking care of that today. People are piling in already. By all means, pull off of Richmond Avenue there and get yourself a nice hot breakfast and support a great cause at the same time. And to get together, Merry Christmas greetings for everybody. And then wander on over to Headley's Health Hut. And you can also take part in the 12 Days of Christmas giveaway contest, which actually starts today. They've got prizes every day. And so between the gift baskets and the prizes, donations to Samaritan House, there is so much going on, including Win Back Wednesdays, which is when you can win up back up to $500 in cash for your purchase that you make on Wednesday, December the 11th at Headley's Health Hut at 1314 Richmond Avenue, again, just up from Murray GM. You've always got time for Tim Hortons. Cindy made time yesterday with the Cindy Bailey's. With the Tim Hortons Bailey's beverages. My God, they're good. Hot and cold beverages. You can also get the Boston Cream infused with Bailey's. Are you kidding me? With 10 area locations to serve you. We've got Tim's in Mooseman, in Verdon, in Dauphin, Brandon, and Neepawa. And, of course, they've got the best deal on breakfast, too, right? $3 breakfast sandwiches. You get yourself a hot or cold beverage, and then you get the, I love these things. Of course, no big surprise, the bacon and egg is my favorite. But you can also get the sausage and egg and the egg and cheese. You've always got time for Tim Hortons. And they've got great gift items there, too, like tree ornaments, special coffee mugs. And every teacher, every principal, every piano teacher, sports coach loves Tim Hortons gift cards. And they come in every size. Tim Hortons gift cards, aren't they an amazing gift for Christmas? Yes, you've always got time for Tim's. 2 weeks today is our season finale show. 1 week today will be at the Elkhorn Resort. 2 weeks today is our season finale. 3 weeks today, it's all over. 3 weeks today, it's all over. 3 weeks today, it's December the 27th. We're all going to be sitting around with empty boxes and full bellies. At like a tornado hit and go, what the hell just happened? Did we just have the holiday? Where did the time go? This is just, is it me or is it just, it's dizzying. The time is flying by so fast. Cindy's about half done. So we're averaging about half and there's more birthdays. Oh, I have a birthday too. How could I forget? I cannot forget that. My daughter, Liberty, celebrates a birthday this weekend. She is turning 21 years old. My daughter, it's a big birthday, 21 years old. She will get a $1.50 hot dog. Yes, yes. It's not very often I will share, but I will share. And she only gets the best. She's so adorable. She's so awesome. She will get a $1.50 Costco food court hot dog. Only the best for my kids. Only the, especially in this economy. And that, you know as well as I do how premium that is. The dollar for, and the ice cream too, says I don't know. We'll be full of hot dogs. It'll be great. According to last year's statistics, these are the busiest shopping days of the year. Here come your top 10. Maybe you're going to be shopping this weekend. Heather Howdle, good morning on Facebook. Boxing Day comes in at number 10. It is not in the top five. While technically post-Christmas, it's a major day for returns, exchanges, and deals. At number 9 is the first Friday in December. That is today, ladies and gentlemen. This is the strong first weekend kickoff to December shopping, so expect big crowds. Number 9 is today, the first Friday in December. And at number 8, the second last Sunday in December. So that's December the 22nd is at number 8. At number 7 is Christmas Eve. Christmas Eve didn't even crack the top 5. When it comes to busy shopping days, Christmas Eve is not in the top 5 because you have to be some kind of crazy idiot to wait until the very last second to get that Christmas shopping done. You have to be some kind of bonehead, last-minute loser to shop until the last second. What? There's nothing wrong with slushies for Christmas and toothpaste and air fresheners. Okay, hide that 7-Eleven bag under. Merry Christmas. I missed the store. At number 6, December the 20th, the last Friday before Christmas. Shoppers with days to spare take advantage of deals and crowds. At number 5, the Sunday before Christmas. At number 4, the third Saturday of December. So now we're into the top 5. These are the days you're going to want to go and have some fun. If you love the crowds, if it gets you in the spirit, being amongst the throngs of shoppers, the third Saturday of December is at number 4. That's December the 21st. Also easy to remember because it's the first day of winter. The third busiest shopping day of the year is the second Saturday in December. The Saturdays in December are chaos. I think you probably already knew that. The 14th of December comes in at the bronze medal. Remember that. The silver medalist, actually, we've passed already. And the silver medalist is Black Friday weekend, the first Saturday in December. Well, actually, I guess the way the calendar works this year, I guess this weekend could be included as the post-Black Friday weekend. So anyway, the Black Friday weekend, first Saturday after Black Friday, technically was actually in November this year because the way the calendar worked, we've passed that already. So the day to watch out for is the second Saturday in December, really the 14th, and then Super Saturday. December the 21st is going to be an ugly one because it's not just the busiest shopping day of the year at number 1, but it's actually at number 4 as well because the third Saturday of December is in the top 5. So the grand champion, the day where you're going to have things crushing you, the crowds are going to be super stupendous. It's going to be huge. It's going to be awesome. It's going to be the biggest, is December the 21st. That's going to be a crazy day. That is going to be a day of sleep for yours truly. I think I will sleep. And you know what? I'm glad I had this list because I've just realized that Christmas Eve is not even in the top 5. At number 7, I can just rest assured I may not have the greatest selection. I may not have, you may not get exactly what it is that you're looking for as somebody that waits until the last minute, but at least I won't be banging up against people in the craziness. So there you go. The top 10 busiest shopping days of the holiday season. You know, it's never busy to shop for furniture, appliances, and electronics online at Leons.ca. I do want you to go to Leons.ca because normally Leons likes to deliver their beautiful flyer right to your mailbox. That's a difficult thing to do these days with the postal strike. So please visit Leons.ca and take a look at the great selection of furniture, appliances, and electronics that they've got for their hold the payments sale. That is on right now where you can hold the payments till 2026 with no money down, not even the taxes or fees, and no monthly payments with 0% interest. And if you need a new couch for the holidays, they'll take care of you. Oven's not going to make it through another Christmas turkey season. They'll take care of it. Leon's 3635 Victoria Avenue in Brandon. Maybe in 2025, you're going to get a new home. Maybe this is going to be the last Christmas in this house. And you're going to be in a new location in the new year. And when you get that new property, when you get that new home, you're going to need some legal help. And that's where Epla Office can help you out. App Law Office, they specialize in real estate law, they specialize in corporate law, and they also specialize in wills and estates. So again, make sure you get great gifts for grandma. She'll kick you out of there. You'll go need to go see App Law Office and say, how do I get back in the will? I screwed up. I bought grandma the wrong gift. I kid. There's no joking around, though, when it comes to the seriousness and the actual accuracy of the great work that they do at App Law Office. You'll find them at 642 18th Street, Unit A, across from the RBC. And Kuiper's Family Bakery, with their beautiful new storefront. Oh, congratulations, just in time for the holidays. The storefront has changed. It looks brand new, but I can tell you firsthand, the inside of that beautiful bakery has not changed. That door will fly open and you will be hit with so many smells, it'll make your head spin. And, yes, there may be calories associated even with the smells, because everything is frosted and sticky and gooey and good at Kuiper's Family Bakery. From fluffy cinnamon buns to every decadent pastry. And, of course, they've got their hot dog and hamburger buns, too, special loaves. And, of course, their Christmas trays, the Super Bowl of Christmas baking. They'll help you out. There's no need for you to slave in the kitchen when the pros are waiting to help you. And they also make great gifts. I know. I like to slide in there, get some Kuiper's gift trays, take them over to some friends. Here you go. I bake this up for you. They're saying you're lying because it tastes great, and I would never be able to bake or put together anything like they can. At Kuiper's Family Bakery at 1411 First Street, just north of the First and Richmond corner beside Tasty's. These are available in stores. Now, just because they're available in stores doesn't necessarily mean that they're available in Canada. Which one of these would you like to try? How about dill pickle candy canes? Bacon candy canes, nah, I don't think that's going to work. I really don't. No, it's a no-go on the dill, and I don't think it's a go on the bacon ones. In the line of pork products, we also have ham candy canes. They're hamdy canes. Ham flavor. Ugh. Maybe I'd try this one. This is bizarre, but I would try it. Hot dog candy canes. If they're the Costco $1.50 variety, are the candy canes also $1.50? Or, since they're half the size, are they 75 cents? Move over, dill pickle. It's time for sour cream and onion. Doesn't that look good? Archie McPhee seems to be the company making a lot of these bizarre candy cane flavors. Archie McPhee. I am going to post a link to their website on my website so that you can mac and cheese. It was mac and cheese week this week. Mac and cheese candy canes. Mmm. McDonald's announcing yesterday afternoon that they will be bringing back snack wraps in 2025. They were discontinued in 2016. My son was he was in high school at the time, and he was so devastated when that happens. And I said, you know what? Welcome to becoming an adult. These fast food chains, I'll tell you, they introduce these products. They come and they go, here today, gone tomorrow. He cried. He's going to be very happy about this news. He loved the chicken snack wrap. Makes sense because it's going to be a cheap offering. And with budget-conscious eaters in 2025, and with food inflation apparently going to continue well into 2025, they're trying anything to get people back into the store. So if you're a fan, did you like those? Did you like the snack wrap? Quinton says, isn't it just a nugget in a tortilla? Essentially, a little bit of lettuce and a little bit of cheese, and I think they put a little bit of ranch. But yes, you are correct. And everybody's got a special event or special fundraising effort. Again, the Murray's Pancake Breakfast is on until 10 o'clock this morning. It's a festive time of year where everybody is doing good, including the cops. Now, they have this event where police officers will take underprivileged kids into the stores and help them shop. This is in Virginia. And the reason we're talking about it is because, well, the economy is rough everywhere, and they had their Shop with a Cop event And lo and behold, during the Shop with a Cop event, with 50 armed and uniformed police officers in the Walmart store, some guy decided he was going to rob the store. He was going to shoplift. A suspected shoplifter tried to steal $1,400 worth of items during the Shop with a Cop event at a Virginia Walmart. Hector Velazquez was caught by 50 officers. If you pick the wrong day to go and try and steal something, dude, read the room. The room is filled with cops. How desperate are you to steal stuff when you go to an event, you go into the Walmart store, there's 50 cops standing around, and you load up with $1,400 worth of stuff, and you leave the store. It's just that you try to leave the store. You're not going to get very far. I mean, I think, what was the robber hoping for? Mass confusion from staff to try to figure out which cop they're going to poke on the shoulder and go, hey, wait a second, buddy. We got somebody trying to leave with $1,400 worth of junk here. Plus, he had outstanding warrants. There's other charges. A member of the staff of the Walmart came up to us as we were doing our Shop with Cops event, informed us they had a shoplifter in progress. Law enforcement spread out quickly and apprehended the suspect. That, you know, there's a lot of stupid criminal stories, but I mean, attempting shoplifting during a police orchestrated event, not exactly bright. We've seen a lot of weird things at the Tim Hortons drive-thrus over the years. And locally, we had a Zamboni go through. The Tim Hortons over at First in Richmond had a Zamboni, I think, from the Keystone Center, or maybe it was the J&G Arena. It was associated with the Wheat Kings. It was pretty cool. We've also had we've had the quintessential animals run into town. We've had mooses attempt to go through the drive-thru. They've also wandered in parts of our town. Geese, turkeys. This woman is making headlines around the world. She's from Sylvan Lake, Alberta, and apparently she rides a steer around town. Kelly Laundry is her name, and Kelly has a Holstein steer that she rides around Sylvan Lake, Alberta, and yes, she goes through the Tim Hortons drive-thru on the cow. There's a picture of her deciding what to order. She's probably going to get one of those Bailey infused donuts at the Tim Hortons. There's the cow. And I like when you go to Tim Hortons, and sometimes I've been there with Dizzy, and they'll give him a Timbit. What do you give a cow at the Tim Hortons drive-thru? A cow at the drive-thru. Kelly says, I mostly ride in town, and I hate that my animals are afraid of many things, so I had to train them for traffic and noises. Now, Kelly is originally from Quebec, but moved to Sylvan Lake earlier this year. She's been riding Magnum since he was 10 months old. Kelly has been riding cattle since she was 2 years old. She says the reactions received by onlookers were priceless. Oh, Alberta just has welcomed her with open arms. She noted that she and Magnum are always on the road participating in different events and parades. She's got a nice little saddle there for him. I'm sure that there are many stories about the Tim Hortons drive-thru, but a bull like that. How bad is the drug problem in North America? How bad is the drug problem in North America? Well, let me tell you. Look at this headline. Traces of fentanyl and other drugs have been found in dolphins in the Gulf of Mexico. In unrelated news, dolphins are partying like it's 1999, man! Oh, have you ever wondered why the dolphins are so friendly? When you go to swim with the dolphins, it's almost like, you know what? It's not like swimming with the dolphins. It's kind of like partying with the dolphins. Yeah, it's partying with the dolphins, all right. They're all high. They're all high. I guess maybe, cartels, when there's this risk of them being arrested, they're tossing drugs overboard, and then the dolphins eat the drugs. I don't know. Or dolphins, too, have stress, and they've got problems. And just because they're dolphins does not mean they're immune from drug addiction. So if you or someone you know is going to swim with the dolphins this winter as part of a winter excursion, please accept this as your public service announcement from the Tyler Glenn Show. They may look cozy and cuddly. They may look like they're just like us, mammals that are beautiful, just want to come up and give you a kiss. Oh, no. You watch for the tongue on these guys. They're high. These guys are high. They're hitting on you. The dolphins are hitting on the tourists. Let's go to the club. Nah, Flipper, not this time. Not this time, Flipper. Flipper, you're a little too close to the wife. Back off, man. Back off. The dolphins are on drugs. Oh, man. Elkhorn Resort Carso Nordic Spa. They are set for a busy weekend at the Elkhorn. What a great place to be through the holiday season. And a week today, we're going to be there. We're going to have a Christmas show at the Elkhorn. It's a Christmas extravaganza. We're going to have choirs. We're going to have The Night Before Christmas recited by yours truly. It's going to be, think of it as the Tyler Glenn Christmas special. Now, not to be confused with the Tyler Glenn Show Christmas finale, which is 2 weeks from today. That's also the season finale. Our Fridays are going to be very big from here on in till the end of the year. But keep in mind, live music this weekend with Neil Thorum. There is also Dart Nights happening through the month of December. But what you want to keep in mind is through the holidays, very busy. Meet and greet Santa the 23rd. Kids Christmas crafts on the 24th. They've got special activities even on the 25th for kids. Christmas Slumber Party Movies 26th, Bubble Man Show on the 28th, Scavenger Hunts, Family Fun Days, movies, prizes, and more. It is a hub of activity through the holiday season, and of course the kids are out of school, and it's an opportunity for you to have some family fun at the beautiful Elkhorn Resort Spa and Conference Center, and they've got packages and specials available for you to elkhornresort.mb.ca. to take a look at yours. Coming up before 9, we will award those Week Kings passes courtesy of our friends at Auto Fashion, sponsors of the Brandon Week Kings and the Tyler Glenn Show. Auto Fashion is at 255 17th Street North behind Lee's Buffet, MPI and SGI accredited, paintless dent repair, of course. They'll take care of the inside and outside of your vehicle. They are just great people to deal with. We thank them so much for giving us these passes to give to you. They're flex passes, which means they can be used anytime for the remainder of the month of December for any home games, including tonight's game or tomorrow's game. Your number one EV destination. If you are shopping for a new vehicle, of course, it's something you have to consider. They've got both gas and EV models, but being Westman's number one EV destination, you should take advantage of the opportunity to talk to some really qualified experts at the dealership. Because the Equinox, the Blazer, the Silverado, and the Hummer, they don't just come in gas. They now come fully equipped EVs. You've got questions about battery life. You've got questions about what kind of electrical you're going to need in your home so this thing can charge and be completely full and ready for you to go to work. What about travel distances? What about things like battery replacement? You've got the questions. They've got the answers. A brawl broke out during one of her recent Christmas concerts, a verbal spat, and a thrown drink escalated. Uh-oh, here's somebody who's got the goods. Here we go. Oh, these are two women going. Oh, no, now the guys got into it after. Oh, let's take a Christmas selfie amidst the fight. Oh, somebody. Oh, what happened was they inadvertently caught the fight. So they're at the Mariah Carey Christmas concert, and she's like, hey, BF, come on over here. Let's take a picture together, you and me. So, and we'll get Mariah in the background. And he's a little busy right now taking some video of Mariah Carey, and she can't get his attention. So she's just doing it by herself. In the meantime, she catches the girl in the middle, the blonde, who's holding the cup. She gets pushed. Watch this. As this turns, there she is. She gets pushed. And you can see her turn around like, what the f-? And oh, here we go. She throws the drink. You push me, I'm going to throw my drink in your face, mother. Frisky, frolicky. Oh. Husband pulls her back. The other husband decides he's going to get into it with him, and the fight is on, and these two get their selfie. Merry Christmas from the Mariah Carey Christmas Extravaganza. the white-haired guy decides that it's not enough that he picked a fight with the one guy. He's going to pick a fight with another guy. Come on. Let's take on the whole crowd. Take on the whole crowd. Grandpa George. Come on, Grandpa George. Oh, yeah. All I want for Christmas is you in an emergency room. That's what I want. All I want for Christmas is you in a hospital bed sucking on a tube, mister. Yeah. What a story this is. Not covered in the media. I had to go to the BBC for this one. This is from the British Broadcasting Service. A Canadian man jumped on the back of a polar bear to save his wife. How is this not making news everywhere? The unnamed man suffered serious injuries, but is expected to make a full recovery, according to Anishinaabe Osage Police. The couple left their house around 5 o'clock on Tuesday to find their dogs when a bear, which was in the driveway of their home, lunged at the wife. It happened in Fort Severn First Nation, a community of about 400 people in the northern part of Ontario, far, far north. The woman slipped to the ground as her husband leapt onto the back of the animal and started punching him. So how was your weekend, Bruce?
Well, let me tell you. So we're looking for the dogs, and the wife is out on the driveway, and this polar bear comes in and tries to take her down.
Jesus, Bruce, what'd you do?
So anyway, I rolled up my sleeves, little asshole, and I jumped on top of the polar bear from the back, and I said, "Listen, I've had just about enough of your shit." So I gave him the old 1-2 punch. You know what I'm talking about. We used to do it down at the bar. People at the pool table used to get out of line and give him the old 1-2 punch. So the bear curled up like he was some kind of little stuffed toy, and then he took off.
How's the missus?
Oh, she's kind of shook up.
By the way, Bruce.
Yeah.
Can you come to the bar with me this weekend? And shopping at the mall? So then when people get in my way, you can give them their 1-2 punch like you did with the polar bear. Holy shit. Holy shit. So this guy beats the shit out of the bear and a neighbor arrives with a gun and shoots the bear. Thank God, because you know what? The bear was probably going, okay, I'm going to give him a head start. You go ahead then. You go, Bruce. You go wailing and beating me.
And then it's going to be go time.
By that time, the neighbor showed up, shot the bear. How is this story not leading every friggin' newscast in Canada? Beep, 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 beep.
This is the Canadian news, eh? My name is Bob. Bob McKenzie, and this is CTV, eh? And so we got a guy on a polar bear, eh? Who jumped on the polar bear's back, eh? And he saved his wife, eh? This news break is brought to you by Molson, eh?
I had to go to the BBC to get this one. I'm glad everything is okay. And it is crazy. It's a crazy story. Have you seen this anywhere? I didn't see it anywhere. BBC had it. It's incredible. Sunrise Credit Union, 19 locations to serve you across southern Manitoba. Sunrise Credit Union, congratulations to the recipients of the Sunrise Credit Union Building Communities Grant. Well over $30,000 doled out to special community organizations. Did you see the post yesterday? What amazing work they do. Thank you, Sunrise Credit Union. They're going to do this every spring and every fall. So if you've got a special group or organization doing amazing things in the community, you need to remember Sunrise Credit Union. They have a fall and spring intake for their Building Communities Grant program. Growing social and environmental performance and fiscal responsibility. Really, if you're doing good in your neighborhood, you need to remember our friends at Sunrise Credit Union. sunrisecu.mb.ca. Co-ops of Westman, you're at home here with your local co-op. Again, the $10 sale is on. Make sure you got the flyer. They have got some amazing deals happening throughout their food stores right now. The $10 sale, so much is available at the low cost of $10. Some stuff, 2 for $10, 3 for $10. Get the flyer online. Just type in co-op flyer, Google co-op flyer. You'll be taking a co-op CRS and type in your postal code, and it'll get you to the amazing deals for the $10 sale with your local co-op. And of course,
You can get some bonus codes
with the Unwrap the Season event. Winning big Unwrap the Season bonus codes, free groceries for a year, gas for a year, and $1,000 home center gift cards with your local co-ops of Westman. You're at home here with Heritage, Pemina, Twin Valley, Valley View, Boundary, Neepawa, Gladstone Co-op, and Hamiota Co-op too. And Skydancer Casino, what a great Christmas gift this will be for somebody. Joe Nichols is coming to the Skydancer Casino the day after Valentine's Day at Skydancer Casino, just 90 minutes south of Brandon in beautiful Belcourt, North Dakota. It is going to be a great show. We will undoubtedly be on location that Saturday for the show. Tequila makes her clothes fall off. There is a ton of great songs that Joe Nichols has. And tickets are just $61. Unless you wait till showtime. 30 days before the show, they'll jump to $71. SkydancerCasino.com for the latest. Give them a follow on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. SkydancerCasino.com, where the sky's the limit. And I want to say congratulations to our Week Kings ticket winners. He's got the king in the name. Congratulations, Jeff King. We just drew your name for Week Kings tickets. Jeff has played our contest where he showed us his seat, his chair, not his seat, his chair, not his backside, his comfy, cozy chair. Remember I was telling you earlier in the hour about the contest, my favorite seat contest? Where is Jeff here? Hang on a second. Okay. Jeff, all you had to do was share your favorite chair, and Jeff has in fact done that. He says he's got a comfy office chair. There it is. His comfy office chair will be traded in for the beautiful chairs at the Keystone Center, where he will watch a Week King game of his choice with a friend, family member, coworker, whoever he wants, courtesy of our friends at Auto Fashion and the My Favorite Seat Contest. Congratulations, Jeff. Enjoy. And I will be in touch with you. I'll DM you a little bit later after the show. We'll make sure that you can get your seat at the game. Could be as early as tonight. So the number one gift card. Before we go, the number one. Oh, we didn't get to the onion boil. Oh, I'm sorry about that. I'll post the onion boil on my website because we have got a roll. But the number one gift card, these are pure gold for Christmas 2024. And what's really nice about this is that it is really making lemonade out of lemons, folks. According to the gift giving guide recently released involving gift cards, these are not only the hottest sellers this year, but undoubtedly, according to a recent survey, will be the most widely received gift cards this holiday season. And they are, it just comes as no surprise to me, because we talk about the high cost of it and those going out of business all the time. The number one gift card for the 2024 Christmas holiday season is restaurant gift cards. Due to the high cost of going out, restaurants now are a luxury item. And the nice part is that kind of opens the playing field for you. There's not one specific restaurant that they cite as being better than another. In fact, just the fact that you could go out to a sit-down restaurant and have a meal, if you're able to give that to somebody, that is now as good as gold. This is where we are. How cool is that? So it's also supporting those restaurants who undoubtedly are still struggling because of the high cost of food, because of the reduction in business, because of the high cost of food. And so it's an opportunity for you to support them and at the same time give a gift that people are going to enjoy. It's kind of an everybody wins situation when you give a restaurant gift card. Something to keep in mind. Thank you so much for being part of the show, and we will circle back and do this again next week. Just 2 weeks to go in the season, guys. 2 weeks to go. Until the holiday break. Thank you, Sunseekers, for joining our ride where bright rays and good vibes collide. Goodbye for now, but it's not the end. We'll see you soon, like the sun, once again. And have a great weekend. No matter where you are or what you're doing, be safe, have fun, and we'll see you again Monday morning at 7 a.m. Thanks a lot, guys. Take care.